Mahipatis Twata Tatkarma Garyam Vichintayan Atmakritam Sudur Manaha Aho Maya Nicham Anarya Tat Kritam Vats Kritam Niragasi Brahmani Gudatejasi Sutta Uvacha Mahipatistva Tatkarmagaryam Vichintayan Atmakritam Sudurmanaha Aho Maya Nichamanarya Vatkritam Niragasi Brahmani Guda Tejasi Sutta Uvacha Mahipatistva Tata Karmagaryam Vichintayan Atmakritam Sudurmanaha Aho Maya Nichamanarya Vatkritam Niragasi Brahmani Guda Tejasi Sutta Uvacha Mahipatistva Tata Karmagaryam Vichintayan Atmakritam Sudurmana Aho Maya Nichamanarya Vatkritam Niragasi Brahmani Guda Tejasi Uvacha Ladies, no one else? Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Goswami says,
Mahipati,
the king,
to
but
Atta,
thus,
while
coming back home,
Tat,
that,
karma,
acts,
garyam,
abominable,
vichintayan,
thus
thinking,
atmakritam,
done
by himself,
sudur
manaha,
very
much depressed,
aho,
alas,
maya,
by me,
nicham,
heinous,
anarya,
uncivilized,
vat,
like,
kritam,
done,
niragasi,
unto
one who is faultless,
Brahmani,
unto
a Brahman,
Guda,
grave,
Tejasi,
unto
the powerful.
Translation,
Sri
Sutta Goswami
said,
while
returning home,
the king,
Maharaj Parikshit,
felt
that the act
he had committed
against the faultless
and powerful Brahmana
was
heinous
and uncivilized.
Consequently,
he was
very distressed.
Translation,
please repeat.
Sri Sutta Goswami
said,
while
returning home,
the king,
Maharaj Parikshit,
felt that
the act he had
committed
against the
faultless and powerful
Brahmana
was
heinous
and uncivilized.
Consequently,
he was distressed.
Purport
by His Divine Grace,
A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami,
Srila
Prabhupada.
The
pious king
regretted his
accidental
improper treatment
of the
powerful Brahmana,
who was faultless.
Such
repentance is
natural for a good
man like the king,
and such
repentance
delivers a
devotee from all
kinds of sins
accidentally
committed.
The
devotees are
naturally faultless.
Accidental
sins committed
by a devotee
are
sincerely
regretted,
and by the
grace of the Lord,
all
sins unwillingly
committed
by a devotee
are burnt
in the
fire
of repentance.
Sutta
Vacha Mahipati Svatata
Karma Garyam
Vichintayan
Atmakritam
Sudur Manaha
Aho
Mayav Nicham
Manaryat
Vatkritam
Niragasi
Brahmana
Guda Tejasi.
Sri
Sutta Goswami
said,
while
returning home,
the king, Maharaj Parikshit,
felt that
the act he had
committed against the
faultless
and powerful
Brahmana
was heinous
and uncivilized.
Consequently,
he was
distressed.
Om
Ajnana
Timirandasya
Gyananjana
Shalakaya
Chakshurun
Militam Yena
Tasmai
Sri Gurave
Namah
Sri
Chaitanya
Manovistam
Stapitam
Jena Bhutale
Swayam
Rupa
Kadamayam
Siddhati
Svapadantikam
Aradhanas
Tridandantai
Ridham Yache
Puna Puna
Srimad
Rupa Padam
Bhujo
Dulisyam
Janma Janmani
Jaya
Sri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Sri
Advaita
Gadadhar
Srivasadi
Gaur Bhakta
Vrinda
Hare Krishna
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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare
Rama
Rama Rama
Hare
Hare
Vancha
Kalpatrubhyascha
Kripasindubhayavacha
Patitanam
Bhavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo
Namo
Namah.
So hum
Srimad Bhagavatam
ke
shuru mein hai.
Hum
Vrindavan mein bahut
bhagyashali
hai, abhi hum dasam
skand hai,
shayad
36th
chapter,
aur jo hum
hai wo 50,
pachwa,
however you say, 50th
chapter.
So ये श्रीमद् भागवत का बिल्कुल शुरुआत है, क्योंकि महाराज परीक्षित वो वन में शिकार के लिए गए और थोड़ा प्यास लगे, जैसे सब लोग जब वृंदावन फ्रिका में आते हैं हमें से बहुत प्यास लगते हैं। हमारे विदेशी भक्तगण उसके सबसे पहले हिंदी के शब्द है पानी, प्रभु पानी। ये हमारे चे गोस्वामी और हमसे फर्क है। ये चे गोस्वामी हम सुनते हैं, हे राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते, हे नंद सुनो कुटा। कुटा मीन्स वेयर, कहा। हे राधे ओ ब्रज देवी के कहाँ है, नंद सुनो सुता, द सन ऑफ नंद महाराज कहाँ है। और हम आते वृंदावन, प्रभु पानी कहाँ है, बाथरूम कहाँ है। दिस इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अस एंड गोस्वामी। सो वास्तव में ये सब ठाकुर जी का इच्छा से हुआ कि महाराज परीक्षित बहुत प्यास से लगे थे, और प्यास और भूख बहुत तीव्र है। हम बिल्कुल सब कुछ भूल जाते हैं जब बहुत प्यास लगे है और बहुत तीव्र भूख लगे है, हम सब कुछ भूल जाते हैं। जैसे वृंदावन में एक स्थान है खाम्यवान में, जो इतना पश्चिम है कि पूरे राजस्थान स्थान है। एक स्थान है धर्मकुंड, क्योंकि महाभारत में बताते हैं कि जब ये पांडव लोग अज्ञातवास में था, एक बार खामियावान में प्रवेश किया। एक ऋषि थे और कुछ हिरण आया और इसका सिंह में ये अरणी दंड वो फंस गए और ये गिर भागने, ये हिरण भागने लगे। सो ये साधु बहुत दुखी था। सो ये सब पांडव लोग आया और ये हमेशा ब्राह्मणों को बहुत मान करते हैं, बहुत धार्मिक व्यक्ति थे सब। सो वो प्रतिज्ञा किए कि हम आपके अरणी दंड वापस ले आएंगे और ये हिरण का पीछे करने लगे और बहुत दूर चले गए जंगल में। लेकिन वो खाई चले गए। फिर महाराज युधिष्ठिर को बहुत प्यास लगे था, वो भी प्यास लगे था और वो पूछा सहदेव कि आप वृक्ष के ऊपर चढ़ जाए और देखो और कोई पानी है आसपास में। सो सहदेव ऊपर गए और देखे कि थोड़ी दूर कुछ वृक्ष है जो हमेशा पानी के पास रहते हैं। तो फिर युधिष्ठिर महाराज भीमसेन को बोला कि वहां जाओ और थोड़ा सा पानी लाओ जल्दी से जल्दी, बहुत प्यास लगे है। सो भीम वहां गए और बहुत सुंदर निर्मल स्पष्ट ठंड पानी था और कुंड के पास गए पीने के लिए और एक आवाज आया कि ये पानी मत पियो, ये मेरा पानी है, पहले मेरा प्रश्न का उत्तर दे फिर इस पानी पी लो। लेकिन भीम सोचा कि मैं भीम, क्योंकि ये प्यास ये बहुत तीव्र चीज है। सो इग्नोर किया ये आवाज और पानी पीने लगे और मर गए। तो फिर युधिष्ठिर महाराज अर्जुन को भेजा, क्योंकि बहुत समय हो गया, भीम वापस आए नहीं और ये भूख और प्यास ऐसे चीज है आप सहन नहीं कर सकते। सो जाओ जाओ देखो क्या हो रहा है। अर्जुन गए ये देखा कि भीम वहां पड़े है, लेकिन प्यास इतने तीव्र था इसके भाई मर गए, लेकिन वो केवल प्यास के बारे में सोचा कि मैं थोड़ा सा पानी पी लूंगा, और ये आवाज फिर भी आए कि पानी मत पियो, और आपको ऐसे गति कि आपका भाई को हो गया आपको भी होगा। अर्जुन सब बंध चलाने लगे और ये आवाज आया कि आपके बंध से कोई प्रभाव नहीं है, आप मेरी प्रश्न के उत्तर दे दे फिर ये पानी ले लो। फिर अर्जुन सोचे कि मैं धनुधर अर्जुन कौन मुझे रोक सकते है, सो पानी पी लिया और मर गए। फिर युधिष्ठिर महाराज बोले नकुल को जाओ देखो क्या हो गया, बहुत प्यास लगे है। फिर नकुल गए वो भी देखे दोनों भाई मर गए, लेकिन फिर प्यास इतने तीव्र है, ये इंद्रिय कितने प्रबल है इंद्रिय कि आप सबसे पहले सोचे वो मेरे भाई को क्या हो गया, सबसे पहले प्यास के बारे में सोचे, इंद्रिय इतने प्रबल है। सो वहां गए पीने के लिए, रिवाज आया और ये दोबारा तीर बारा हो गया। फिर युधिष्ठिर महाराज बोला सादे जाओ मुझे वो प्यास लगे, तो वहां चले गए वो भी देखे और फिर ये आवाज भी आए फिर वो भी मर गए। तो अंत में युधिष्ठिर महाराज वहां गए और युधिष्ठिर महाराज ये चारों भाई देखकर कि मर गए, लेकिन ये इंद्रिय इतने प्रबल है कि वो पानी पीने के लिए गए और ये आवाज भी आया कि आप इस पानी में पियो मेरा प्रश्न को उत्तर दे दे फिर ये पानी पी सकते हैं और आपको ऐसे गति आपके भाई को हो गया आपको भी होगा। सो हम जानते हैं युधिष्ठिर महाराज थोड़ा धीरज रखते हैं। सो बोला हम एक अशारीरिक आवाज को हमें कैसे बात कर सकते हैं, तो फिर ये यक्ष का रूप धारण किया। डोंट आस्क मी व्हाट यक्ष इज, आई हैव नो आइडिया, एक प्रकार का प्राणी है एक यक्ष, और एक वृक्ष के ऊपर बैठे थे और बहुत से प्रश्न पूछा महाराज युधिष्ठिर से, और महाराज जी बहुत सुंदर जवाब दिया सब प्रश्न को, और प्रभुपाद बारम्बार साइट करते थे ये एक प्रश्न कि किम अस्चार्यम, व्हाट इज द मोस्ट सरप्राइजिंग थिंग, अहानि अहानि भूतानि गच्छन्ते यमालयम्। सब लोग देख रहे कि मेरा बाबा चले गए, मेरा पिता भी चले गए, मेरा माता चले गए, चाचा चले गए, चाची चले गए, सब लोग देखे सब लोग यमालय के पास जा रहे हैं। शेषम स्तवरम इष्टंती, बट शेष जो रह गए वो सोचे हम नहीं जाएंगे। यस किम अस्चार्यम अतःपरम, व्हाट मोर सरप्राइजिंग थिंग इज दिस। कुछ प्रश्न तो हाँ और ना का प्रश्न था, कुछ ऐसे प्रश्न था, कुछ मल्टीपल चॉइस क्वेश्चन भी था, ए बी और सी। सो एक प्रश्न है हमारे लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण प्रश्न है, ये यक्ष पूछ लिया कि ब्राह्मण का पहचान कैसे हो सकते है, हाउ डू वन रिकॉग्नाइज अ ब्राह्मण, इसका विद्वानता इसका नॉलेज से इसका जन्म से और इसका व्यवहार से, बाय हिज बर्थ बाय हिज नॉलेज और बाय हिज बिहेवियर, ए बी और सी। सो युधिष्ठिर महाराज बोले कि हो सकते है कि ब्राह्मण का परिवार में जन्म लिया लेकिन ब्राह्मण का काम नहीं करते, जैसे जब हम पहले मंदिर इसका में आया तो मुझे लॉस एंजलिस भेजा ट्रेनिंग के लिए, ये प्रॉपर चाहते थे कि ये ट्रेनिंग सेंटर हो जाएगा। सो हम जाते थे एक रेस्टोरेंट था डायमंड जिम, जहां ये रास्ता ये पहला रास्ता बहुत चौड़ा था, क्योंकि अगर ठाकुर जी के नाम लेना आपका धर्म है ये पुलिस आपको रोक नहीं सकते, इसके लिए ये आपका धर्म है, इट्स रिलीजन, लेकिन किसी प्रकार यथपथ और ये पैडल पैड का बदक बन जाएगा तो इसी के ऊपर ये पुलिस आएगा. सो वहां डायमंड जिम के सामने बहुत चौड़ा रास्ता था. सो हम सब लोग एक साइड में लगाते ये पैडल पैड मुक्त रहते थे और हम बहुत सुखी थे. ये पुलिस बहुत सुखी थे, केवल डायमंड जिम बहुत दुखी थे कि हम कीर्तन करते हैं रेस्टोरेंट के सामने. सो ये हॉलीवुड बुलेवर्ड सब समझ सके किस प्रकार का रेस्टोरेंट था. इसके जो सेवन कर हम ठाकुर जी के सामने नहीं बता सकते, हम केवल ये बता सकते गौ माता की जय. और आप समझ सकते किस प्रकार का ड्रिंक्स देते हैं इस आइसर रेस्टोरेंट में. क्योंकि किसी प्रकार लोग कुछ आलू और कुछ अनाज और कुछ हाप्स को सारा देते हैं, फिर ये जो सर्च हुई चीज के सार लेते हैं, दे टेक द स्टिल एसेंस ऑफ रॉटनेस एंड दे थिंक इट्स वेरी सोफिस्टिकेटेड टू ड्रिंक. दे इट इज सो बैड दे हैव टू मिक्स ऑरेंज जूस और टोमेटो जूस और समथिंग एंड द स्टिल एसेंस ऑफ रॉटनेस एंड दे थिंक इट्स वेरी सोफिस्टिकेटेड. अब आगे वर्ष हमने पढ़ लिया कि यूपी में ये सबसे अधिक दारू का सेल है मथुरा डिस्ट्रिक्ट में. पूरे यूपी में मथुरा जो सबसे उसका जो डाटा है वो मथुरा डिस्ट्रिक्ट सबसे सबसे आगे है. अब आगे बस एनीवे दिस बिकम ओह रियली माय गुडनेस यू शुड हैव वॉर्न मी बिफोर. सो हम बैक टू गॉड भी धारण करते थे. ये कीर्तन हो रहा था और एक भारतीय व्यक्ति वो ये रेस्टोरेंट से के बाहर आया. और ये पुराने दिन में हम 50-40 साल पहले हमने सोचा कि जब कोई भारत से जाते थे एयरपोर्ट में वो एक स्लिप देते थे कि जब ये हरे कृष्ण से मिले ये जवाब देने उनको. क्योंकि जितने भी भारतीय व्यक्ति के सामने हम गए पुस्तक विचार में वो एक ही जवाब था, आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया, आई नो एवरीथिंग. हम भारत के थे, हम कब से कुछ जानते हैं. सो वो आया, हमें उसका बैक टू गॉड हेड दे दिया और बोला आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया, आई नो एवरीथिंग, सी आई एम ब्राह्मण, सी आई एम ब्राह्मण. सो जन्म से ब्राह्मण है लेकिन ऐसे खाना और ऐसे द्रव्य ये उचित नहीं है. तो महाराज से हो सकते हैं बर्थ से लेकिन वो ब्राह्मण का व्यवहार नहीं है. ज्ञान हम देखते हैं कि बहुत बार सब लोग आपका ज्ञान से बहुत गर्वित हो जाते हैं. जैसे ब्रह्मानुजाचार्य एक बार देखा कि ब्रह्मानुजाचार्य उसके गुरु एनीवे देखा कि इसके गुरु हार गए ये महाराज ये राजा का पंडित से और पैसा देना था और उनके पास पैसा नहीं था. वो सोचे कि मैं मेरे गुरु जी का रक्षा करने है. सो वहां गए ये राजा आया राज पंडित के मॉर्निंग वॉक में और उसके सामने आया थोड़ा सा बालू ले गए उसका हाथ में. बोला कि पंडित जी कितने बालू है हमारे हाथ में. और ये पंडित बोले इसको मारो ये किस प्रकार का प्रश्न है. मारो मारो इतने गर्वित हो गया कि छोटा बच्चे को मारने का तैयार था. राजा ने कहा कि थर्क जो नियम है जो अगर आप जवाब नहीं दे सकते जो पूछा उसको जवाब देना पड़ेगा. सो ब्राह्मण जी से पूछे कितने बालू है कितने ग्रेन्स ऑफ बालू आपका हाथ में है. सो एक हैंडफुल एक हाथ का. सो ज्ञान से पहचानने है केवल उसका व्यवहार से. जो ब्राह्मण का कर्म करते वो ब्राह्मण है. सो अभी मुझे कहा था कि आज चिहदाही उत्सव है. जी पता नहीं था हमें भूल गए शायद देखकर लेकिन यात्रा में हम भूल जाते देखने के. सो हम जानते हैं Anyway, फिर युधिष्ठिर महाराज सब प्रश्न के उत्तर दिए, ये यक्ष पूछे कि आपके भाइयों से एक आप जीवित हम जीवन दे सकते हैं। सो बोले कि नाकुल, अरे अभी ये महाभारत होने वाला है, आपको भीम का व्यवस्था और कम से कम अर्जुन, इसमें महारानी कुंती का प्रतिनिधि है और इस दुनिया में कोई उसका माधुरी के कोई प्रतिनिधि है सो के नाकुल हमेशा है। सो फिर ये यक्ष प्रकट हो गया कि ये उनका पिताजी था यमराज, और बोला कि ये सब जीवित कर दिया और ये वो वरदान चाहते, वरदान पूछो सब, ये हम एक साधु का अरणी दंड का चले गए। महाराज ये महाराज यमराज बोले कि मैंने चुरा लिया, ये उनको वापस दे दो। तो ये सब लोग पानी पी लिया। एनीवे, टुडे इज आज चिरदही उत्सव है और हम जानते हैं कि किसी प्रकार रघुनाथ दास का महाप्रभु का गुणगान सुनकर बहुत असक्त को ये महाप्रभु और हमेशा अपने घर से भागना चाहते। वो घर पर इतना ऐश्वर्य था कि इंद्र भी ईर्ष्या करते थे और इसका पत्नी इतना सुंदर थी कि वो अप्सरा के सामने वो कुछ नहीं था। फिर भी हम रोज भागना चाहते प्रयास किया था, तो इसका माता पिता ने, इसका पिता जी ने कुछ गार्ड लगाया। Alright, we'll give it in English. So he put some guards. And his wife said, "You please tie him up." I said, "He's got wealth greater than Indra. That, and a wife more beautiful than Apsara. That can't tie him up. What will my ropes do?" What is the use of my ropes? So anyway, bohut birakhtata. तो एक बार इसके गुरु था यादवानंदन, इस गुरु नेम वॉज यादवाचार्य, एंड ही सेंट वन मैसेज टू रघुनाथ दैट माय पुजारी हैज रन अवे, सो दिस नॉट जस्ट इस्कॉन प्रॉब्लम, पोर टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट पुजारी रन अवे, कुक इज नॉट कम, ऑलवेज सम प्रॉब्लम इज देयर, योर पोर टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट, सो दिस नॉट जस्ट इस्कॉन प्रॉब्लम, दिस इज यूनिवर्सल। So Raghunath said, "Okay, I'll come in a little while. You tell him not to worry." So using this excuse, he went toward Yadavacharya's house, and then he ran off the path and went by the jungle path and started going towards Puri. Suddenly, after a while, they realized that Raghunath has run away. So they sent out search parties, but they were searching on the main path. But he went by all the jungle paths, and he came to the. He was very thirsty and everything, somehow or other, and hungry. But still, he just went on and on and on. Somehow, one party actually captured him, and he said that just like when the husband dies, then the wife, out of separation, she wants to jump in the fire with her husband. The fire of separation is more burning than that fire. This is old days, and now nobody's that attached to their husband. But old days it was like that. So when they started making it forced, then it was ego. So anyway, her relatives will try to stop her, but she will be unchaste not to follow her husband. So same way, I'm going into the fire of Krishna consciousness. I'm surrendering to my Lord. So I will be unchaste if I don't go to him. So the guards, they began to cry. Even one guard gave him money. Here's some money to continue on your journey. Like this. So then Raghunath Das continued on his journey. He came to Panihati. I have been there. Very beautiful places there on the bank of the Ganga. A huge old banyan tree is probably the very same banyan tree. Huge old banyan tree is there. And big, every year, big festival is there. Now we used to do the festival on the actual ghat, but it became too out of hand, so now we do it on our own property. But I always wanted to see that, where they bring a ton of chira and a ton of dahi. So anyway, Lord Nityananda was there. Going to Lord Chaitanya is not so easy. First we have to take shelter of Lord Nityananda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show this. So he had him first run into Lord Nityananda. He was sitting there. And Raghunath, from a distance, he paid his obeisances. And somebody said, "Look, Nitai, there's Raghunath paying his obeisances." And Nitai said, "Hey, you're a chore. Why are you staying so far away? Only chore will stay far away. You come here. You're a big chore. And today I'm going to give you danda. You have to feed everybody churadahi. You get this chipped rice and you soak it, some in yogurt, some in milk, some in condensed milk, so many different types." I was one time in New Panihati, in Atlanta, in America. We call it New Panihati. So in the old days, when it's also better, Jayavataka Maharaj always used to go there, and they have the Churadahi festival. And they make so many different types of Churadahi. So Maharaj, he gave me, he said, "You're from Braj, so you make the..." There was one called cowherd boy nectar. One type of churadahi called cowherd boy nectar. So I just only those fruits that are found in India, aam and kela and all those mixed with the dahi and mixed with the chura, I made this cowherd boy nectar. So anyway, he made all this churadahi for everyone. And everyone, Nitai sat under the banyan tree on an elevated platform, and everybody was sitting around, and they began to distribute some dahi mixed with yogurt, some mixed with condensed milk, some mixed with milk, like this. They were distributing and distributing, and people began to hear, and more people came, and more merchants came, and Raghunath bought all the merchants. He bought whatever their merchandise was, he bought it, he made more than people were sitting on the bank. Finally, there was no place on the bank. People were sitting in the water of the Ganga to enjoy the Churadahi Utsav. In this way, Nitai, by his meditation, he brought Mahaprabhu there to that place. Only those who were very fortunate, Raghunath Das and those people who were very fortunate, could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And Raghunath began walking, watching all the distribution, and he would take a morsel from somebody's plate and he would push it into Mahaprabhu's mouth. And Mahaprabhu would take a morsel from someone else's plate and push it into Nitai. Only those who were very fortunate could see this going on. They couldn't understand what Nitai was doing, wandering through all the people. Then Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya sat down and took their churadahi feast. So this is that wonderful day. And Lord Nityananda called Raghunath Das and put his lotus feet on top of Lord Raghunath Das's head. And said, "Very soon you will meet Mahaprabhu." So he got the mercy of... To get to Mahaprabhu, we need to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So when he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then very easily he was able to go to Puri and surrender unto the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. His father finally found out he was there, and he sent him a lot of money, because he couldn't bear to see his son being destitute like that. So Raghunath thought, "I will make a feast every day for all the devotees, for all the Brahmins and Vaishnavas." So every day he was making big feasts, and this was going on for some time. Then Mahaprabhu used to come and see. And then one day he asked Paradamadhar, "I don't see any feast going on. What's happening?" So Raghunath thought that this, my father, he's making money in so many illegal ways. It's not good to take this money. Even if I'm feeding the bhai, I shouldn't take this money. So how Raghunath is eating? He goes and stands in front of a Singhadwara and he begs from the priests as they come out, and this way he gets some prasad from another, some prasad from another, like that, and he eats. So Mahaprabhu would always note that Raghunath was there in front of Singhadwar. Then one day he didn't see him there, and he went to Swarup Damodar. He said, "I don't see Raghunath in front of the gate anymore." He said, "Yes, Raghunath was considering that I'm just like a prostitute." I think, "Well, this guy gave me money yesterday. Maybe he'll give today. Maybe that one. I'm just like a prostitute." So now he goes to the free shops and takes. So Mahaprabhu would always see Raghunath in the free shops. Then he didn't see him. And he asked Swarup Damodar. He says, "No, he doesn't even want to take that prasad. He goes to that prasad. When it goes bad, they give it to the cows. And what the cows don't eat, he takes that, goes to the sea, washes it, and scrapes off the bad part, and he eats the what's in the very kernel of the rice that he's eating." And when Mahaprabhu heard that, he immediately ran to the bank of the ocean, and he saw Raghunath Das there. He said, "Raghunath, you're having a feast, and you're not inviting me." And Mahaprabhu sat down, and he took some morsel of this rotten rice from his plate. And Raghunath tried to stop him. And Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, Raghunath, you're eating so nice prasadam, and you don't eat. Tell me to come. What is this? What kind of behavior is this?" So this is a very beautiful festival showing the mercy of Nitai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later Mahaprabhu sent Raghunath Das, "You go to Vrindavan." Actually what happened was Mahaprabhu left this world, and then Raghunath, he could no longer tolerate this. So he decided, "I will go to Vrindavan, and I will jump from the top of Govardhan Hill head first and smash my head on the rocks and suicide myself." So he traveled to Vrindavan somehow. He got there. Somehow the Goswamis found out about his plan. He didn't tell anybody. Or he finally revealed to some of the Goswamis, and especially Sanatana Goswami said, "Don't do this." I was also thinking the same thing, because when Sanatana Goswami met Mahaprabhu, he had been going through the forest. He had sores all over his body, and Mahaprabhu was embracing him. And that blood was, pus was smearing on Mahaprabhu's body. So Sanatana Goswami thought, "I'll just throw myself under the wheel at Rath Yatra." And he didn't tell anybody. "I didn't tell anybody." He told him, "I didn't tell anybody." The next day Mahaprabhu came and said, "Sanatan, this body belongs to me. I have a lot of work to do for this body. It is not yours to take." We should never, don't even think about doing this. Everything may look black to you, but somehow you take associated devotees, you come see the beautiful Radha Gopinath, and you take some inspiration, because now that you've taken initiation, it's not, suicide is not only a sin, but once you've taken initiation, now your body belongs to Guru, you're destroying Guru's property. It is Guru Aparad also. You will not get any benefit by doing such a thing. You take shelter of the Vaishnavas, you take shelter of the Lord, you take shelter of the holy name, and then you'll see it's not as black as you thought it was. It's never as black as you think. Sometimes you're just so down, everything looks black, but it's never that black. There's always a silver lining to every black cloud. So they prevented Raghunath Das from doing this thing. So he stayed there on the bank of Radhakund or Shamakund actually, for almost 45 years he stayed there. And so many wonderful stories are there. We'll tell one. That one time, it was this season, Jaistha, very hot. Although they're telling, yesterday Shruti Kirti posted on Facebook that this is the coolest May they've ever had. Usually it's 45, but it's only 33 and 35. And it's dry heat, it's not like you're Bombay where you're sticky, 35 is very comfortable in Vrindavan. But sometimes it's 45, that you can't bear. So in that hot sun, Raghunath was just sitting in the sun, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He wasn't paying any attention. At that time, Sanatana Goswami, he was staying in Chakleswar in Govardhan in Manasi Ganga. So he decided to go visit Raghunath, and he came and he looked down, and there was Raghunath in the hot sun of this Jaist Mahina, just sitting there without protecting himself. They say only mad dog and Englishman goes in the noonday sun. So he was sitting there, and Radharani was taking her pallu, and she was holding it over Raghunath Das's head, shading him from the sun. And so Sanatana Goswami can see, because she's holding her pallu up like this, her choli is all wet. She's sitting there sweating and sweating. And then Radharani, she saw Sanatana Goswami, she smiled at him, and then disappeared. And Raghunath came running. He said, "You nonsense, what kind of bhajan are you doing? You're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the Krishna and Radha that may serve you. And you're taking service. You're sitting here in the noonday sun. You don't take any precaution. Radharani is standing there holding her pallu over you, shading you. She was sweating like anything. Just look at the dust behind you." And he looked, he saw him in the wet mud was Radharani's beautiful lotus footprints. So he paid obeisance to those lotus footprints, and Raghunath said, Sanatana Goswami said, "Look, if you cannot take care of yourself properly, you make a kutir and you do your bhajan inside a bhajan kutir." So from this point in Shamakun, this bhajan kutir system was started. And there's beautiful, now it's been one Filipino baba is there, named Paramananda. He's my very dear friend. And somehow he's doing so much work in Radhakund. He collects so many donations. He's fixed up Mahajanava's sitting place. Very beautiful carved stone is there, and beautiful bhajan kutir is there. And then he fixed up Teen Goswami Samadhi. He made a very beautiful place there. Now he's just finished doing beautiful remodeling of Raghunath Das's bhajan kutir, and Viswanath Chakravarti's bhajan kutir is also there. And they have a big hall there called Radharani Hall. Now his latest project is he's doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place. I went there a few times, and one time it was all destroyed. Nothing was there. Because originally there was a beautiful tamal tree there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat under when he discovered Radhakund and Shamakund. But you know the Vrindavan monkeys are terrible, so they were just tearing that tamal tree apart. So somebody gave me a donation that you go and put a net or something, protect this tamal tree. When I got there, I found that somebody from Assam was building a whole shady area there. We used to sit there in the hot sun, you know, praying at the place of Lord Chaitanya revealed Radhakund and Shamakund. But he was building a whole place, so I just gave him that money. You take this, and somehow you save this tree. But somehow those monkeys, in 1996, the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada, that tree left this world. They tried to put another one, but they didn't take care of it properly. It didn't stay there. You'll see a big black piece of marble where they covered up the hole where it was. That's where that tamal tree was. So then I came and everything was gone. And I, oh my God. And then I found it was Paramananda. And I say, oh, he'll do something nice. So he, last time he went, big hall is there now. He's fixing it up. And one of Gopal Krishnamara's disciples from Delhi has promised to make carved marble plaques of different leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to put all around the building that he's making. So beautiful work is going on there for Raghunath Das's, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place by my dear friend Paramananda Baba. And somehow or other, Janava Ma got, because most of the Babaji's, they're tracing their line down from Nityananda and through Janavama. He's got a big plaque there, black marble and gold letters, that this was renovated by the disciples and followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And all the Babaji's were very upset because they don't like Bhaktisiddhanta or Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was revealing the truth, how they're all nonsense. But anyway, he was so diplomatic. Somehow or other, he got Prabhupada's name there on Janavamata's ghat, and on the sitting place of the Bhajan Kutir Raghunath Das Goswami, also plaque is there. So next time you go to Radhakund, you can see these places. So today is at Tiradahi festival. Danda Utsav, because this was the punishment that Nitai gave to Raghunath. You feed everybody Tiradahi. And so I hope today the managers have managed to make lots of Tiradahi for us all, because now it's almost time for prasad. So we'll put our voice to rest here, and maybe you have some questions or comments. I'll try to answer. No questions? Everybody fell asleep in my class. All right, here's Bhakta Mike. All right, what is it?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. Your appearance here in Chowpatty has become so very rare. You come once in a year. I was thinking, Prabhuji, you have spent your entire life in Vrajdham. So how can we all also have some, genuine attraction, and how can we be absorbed in Vrajdham? And okay, how should we spend our time in Vrindavan if at all we come there?
So, one time there was one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit. He was always asking permission. But one time, he brought sandalwood oil and Mahaprabhu broke it. Because he said, if people smell sandalwood oil on sannyasi like that, they'll think he's keeping women or something. So he broke that pot. So he again asked, and Mahaprabhu said, no, now you're angry, you'll go there and criticize me. Anyway, somehow finally he got permission to go. And Mahaprabhu told him, you go to Vrajadham, you stay with the devotees, you take shelter of Sanatana Goswami, and you see all the places of Vrajadham with Sanatana Goswami. He said, you will not understand the Brijbazis. They're on a different level, and Krishna is their guru. He's taking care of them. So don't associate closely with them, but don't criticize them either. You get very important instruction first. Don't associate closely, but don't criticize either. And you see everything with the devotee, and then you come back. Because if you stay, then you'll forget what is Brajadham. Maybe 10 lakhs of people living now in Vrindavan. It's becoming a big city now. But out of that, maybe there's 1,000 people actually thinking that I'm living in the Golok Dham, the Brajadham. Everybody else eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and doing politics. They forgot what is Brajadham. But if you come to Brajadham, you see the place with the devotee, and then you come back, then you'll think, oh, I went to that nice place, Vrindavan. We went to Govardhan. We went to Gokul with Dinabandhu. We went to Nandagam and Barsana. We went to Vrindakun. We saw so many wonderful places. When can I always go again? And you'll always remember Vrindavan. And those who always remember Vrindavan, they're actually living in Vrindavan. And as far as coming there, we should come there with the attitude of seva. And not that we're tourists, we just come there and see everything, oh nice. No, we should be in the attitude of seva. If we can do some seva for Krishna Balaram or Radhasham Sundar Gornitai, if we can do some seva in Krishna's Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala, if we can, or any temple. Just like there was one devotee, she's from Mauritius, but she lived in Toronto. I don't know how anybody from Mauritius could live in Toronto. But every time she used to come with little boxes of saffron, and in every temple, because they always put dots on Krishna with kesar and Chandan and a guru like that. So she would give little boxes of, to her favorite temple, she would give little boxes of kesar like that. So she would come with attitude of seva and to associate with the devotees there. We know Prabhupada always quoted that verse that those who just go to the holy place to take bath, saiva gokara, they're no better than cow or ass. So we should associate with the devotees there, and we should return and always remember Vrindavan, then we'll always live in Vrindavan. Did that satisfy your question? So Prabhuji back here has a question. Wait for Bhakta Mike.
मैं जानना चाहता हूं कि यूपी में सबसे ज्यादा शराब जो मथा में बिकती है आपने बताया ना बीच में अभी आपने बीच में अभी बताया हमको कि यूपी में सबसे ज्यादा जो शराब वो मथा में बिकती है
सो दिस इज वेरी सॉरफुल थिंग दैट्स व्हाई आई सेड देयर इज मे बी मथुरा एरिया देयर इज 10 लाख्स ऑफ पीपल but hardly any is really thinking that I'm living in Vrindavan. I read it in the paper that from the revenue records, the biggest revenue comes from Mathura district. Unfortunately, so many, you see the pujari doing arti. This is Kali Yuga. They said in Kali Yuga, all the demons will take birth in Brahmin families. Hare Krishna. But there's another liquor, just like Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that one time there was a Mahachakravarti Raja. Mahachakravarti Raja means the many, many kings under him. And one day, his Rajas, they do like that, he took too much intoxication. And he broke open his treasury house and he began to give jewels and diamonds and rubies and sapphires to everybody, even to the rickshawala. What qualification rickshawala has to get a diamond as big as this? He had no qualification. But who can stop the king? He's the king. He gave like that. So same way, Mahaprabhu, he's become intoxicated by drinking this kirtan ras. And he's broken open the treasury house of Krishna Prem. So even though we have no qualification to receive Krishna Prem, Mahaprabhu has given it. You just chant this holy name. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare! Mahaprabhu is intoxicated with kirtan ras. So he doesn't see who's qualified, unqualified. He's giving Krishna Prem to everyone. Hare Krishna. So if there's no further questions, we'll fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's brought the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to us. Srila Prabhupada ki.